Nikwano will tell us about how AFNOG is looking in the future. There is a panel. Who is in the panel, Ni? Please invite your panel. Yes, okay. Ni.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the session on AFNOG looking into the future, and it comes with an open forum. Well, clearly, I believe that the future is bright, and I think you will agree with me. But we're going to try and explore the topic. The first message, of course, is that the revolution is not over because we are still very far behind. So if we have made some progress, we need to increase the pace at which we are doing things, and that should reflect in our future. The future for AFNOG, of course, includes, if you look a little bit in a few years, a 10-year performance of AFNOG. So in the net technology transfer area only. So we have to, in some sense, set some stage and tell something about what AFNOG has been trying to do. And we are very fortunate to have the Secretariat ready to do that for us. So in this session, you will first hear the story of AFNOG. And then after that, we would like to take a look at how we cooperate among the different groups that are net technology oriented, because we have been doing that together. So that will be more of a panel, and I will also give you some more information about that. The third activity that we will do is about getting some observations from our sponsors who have kindly been with us throughout the 7 years of activity. And so they will also get a chance to share some things with us. And then we'll have an open mic so that you can also add from the story of AFNOG and also from the observations by our sponsors. So to make us go quickly, I'd like to very quickly invite Aissatou Jah to tell us something about the story of AFNOG. So please, Aissatou. Please welcome Aissatou.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm not sure how all of you are after having a heavy meal and then followed by that break, but I hope to have your attention. My name is Aissatou. I'm from Gambia, and I work for the Medical Research Council. I'm going to give you a story of AFNOG, but I'm going to give it to you from a regional perspective, because at AFNOG, we don't work alone. We have a global picture of what's going on around the continent, and we work from that perspective. Actually, let me go high-tech here. So this is a rundown of what I'll be talking about. First of all, I'll tell you about the objectives of AFNOG, then I'll give a brief history of how it all started, how we communicate with each other, and then I'll give you I'll tell you about what we've been doing over the years, the challenges, the achievements, and of course, we have not done it alone. We've done it with many. So we'll tell you about who has been helping us along the way. I think most of you that are here are familiar with AFNOG, but nonetheless, we'll tell you. AFNOG is a forum for technical coordination and cooperation among African internet service providers and network operators. Basically, the high-tech thing is always a problem. So let's go low-tech again. So we found that there was a need for us Africans to come together as network operators to discuss the issues that we have in common and basically to see how we can help each other in operating internet infrastructure in Africa and on the global internet community in general. basically we found that there was the need to come together and to, you know, exchange our challenges, our, you know, things we share in common, and to see how, you know, we can contribute our own quota in the global internet community. Over the years, we've been able to train people and groups of people who return to their country, and we hope that they will teach what they have learned from this AFNOG interaction in their own countries. One of the other things that we set to do from the beginning was to build links between participants. The AFNOG network is basically a place where you can come and exchange ideas, build peer-to-peer relationships, and we hope that this remains strong even after you leave this place. AFNOG was founded in 1999 by a few key people. Dr. Quino here and Randy Bush were very vital in the formation of AFNOG. Our first meeting was held in Cape Town in 2000, and since then there's been annual meetings in different parts of Africa. In 2001, we went to Accra. 2002, we were in Lomé. 2003, we were in Kampala. 2004, we were in Dakar. And 2005, we were in Maputo. And today, we're here. And these have been the hosts that have been responsible for bringing this, making this possible. As you can see, outreach is a big, is a key issue of AFNOG. We try to include everyone in what we're doing. So we've been hopping from one end of the continent to the other. And after, later on in the presentation, I'll tell you more about how we plan to reach other parts that we haven't reached so far. If you want to host AFNOG, we have a request for proposals out. Basically, we have a hosting document and a budget template that is out on the AFNOG website that people or communities that are interested in hosting AFNOG can go and take a look and submit a bid. So the AFNOG admin committee will evaluate the hosting document and see if you are prepared to host it. What do we do when we meet every year? Well, the key areas that we talked about, one of the objectives was to build build capacity in the area of network operations. So the key activity of AFNOG has been the workshop over the years. We have a hands-on training workshop where we have certain tracks running concurrently. We have scalable internet services and scalable network administration that are run concurrently. For those of you who have attended this week, those are E0, E1, and E2. But when we first started, we started with the English track, and after a year or two, we realized that we needed a French track for our brothers and sisters in the French wall of part of Africa. French is a wall, yes, French is a wall. We don't stay stagnant. We don't just sit down and say, okay, we have track one, track two, this is fine. Every year we sit back and evaluate the situation to see whether we need to improve on what we already have. And last year, out of the need of all the students, you know, the instructors sat together and evaluated, you know, the participation of students, whether they were prepared for the workshops that they were attending. And a new track was born last year, which deals with Unix system administration. We found out that there was a need for students to have basic Unix admin skills before they attended some of the AFNOG sessions. So every year, we always try to improve on what we already have. The technical sessions, which is what you're attending today, is part of what you're attending today, consists of AFNOG tutorials and meetings. For those of you who have been here all week, yesterday we had a full day of AFNOG tutorials. And when we started, we used to have one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Then we went to two in the morning, two in the afternoon. Now we're having three in the morning, three in the afternoon. So we're growing as we go along. Just to mention, the workshop traces roots back to the ISOC's annual INET training workshops. I think some of us benefited from the INET training workshops, and we felt that, you know, we needed to replicate that model into AFNOG, and it has been successfully done. Also, we've tried to share our forum with other meetings, such as AFRINIC. And this year, we've included another meeting, an end-to-end meeting was held alongside with AFNOC. And every year we hope to address, we hope to invite other communities that feel that they have common issues that they would like to discuss. Because we know traveling in Africa is a challenge. Getting people together is a challenge. So it's when we get people together, we should try to make best use of the opportunity. What sectors have we covered? We basically covered most of the sectors. Internet service providers, telco operators, the monopoly PTTs have been part of AFNOC, government, NGOs, education and research institutions. And just to give you a number of the participants that we have, this is just the data from workshop participants. It doesn't include the meeting. We normally have more people joining the meetings. Because the workshops are hands-on, we try to keep the numbers to us to a good figure. And this graph shows you what we've done over the years. If you see this high boost here, I'm sure some of you have seen Randy Bush's presentation. This was due to the we held 2002 in Togo, and Francophonie was very generous because it was held in the French part of Africa, and there was a lot of resources put in by Francophonie to have more participation. That's why we have this slight anomaly in the graph. But we hope that to go back to the French part of Africa so we can see our numbers boost up again. So you can see the pattern that we're actually improving. We are actually improving in numbers. This year we've trained 69 people, mostly because of the introduction of the new track called Unique System Administration. Just to looking back at what we've done over the years, I'll just give you pictures of all the countries. For those of you who haven't been with us along the way, just so you have a feel of what's been happening. The workshops, as you can see, are very interactive. Food is very important for AFNOC. So all work and no food makes Jack a hungry man. when we train the students, we give them something to go back and learn more. You can see here from these pictures that Nancy has been very good in getting the students all the resources, the books that they need to keep on going. And you can see here in Nairobi in 2006, we are all quite happy. You can see from the instructors there that everybody is very happy with the progress. Of course, there has been challenges. There are issues. There are certain cases where getting connectivity has been an issue. And here you see Gergen, who gets everything working, trying to get a dish up. And I think this was in Uganda. So how do we do it all? Of course, there's this annual meeting, but there are certain things that happen in the background before the meeting gets to where it is now. We have a very active mailing list, and I encourage all of you to subscribe if you are not already subscribed. AFNOC@AFNOC.org is very active. You put a question on the AFNOC mailing list, you get a response almost instantaneously. We have a lot of information about AFNOC and how it operates on the AFNOC website, and for the techies, the workshop website is very, very good. All the materials, all the learning materials that is covered during the workshop week is put on the workshop website, and we have archives of all the years. And of course, a lot of people ask us, how does AFNOC operate? Do I need to come and fill a registration form to join AFNOC? No, you don't. All of you here are the AFNOC community, and there are people behind the scenes that do the online administration. We work through email, and we're able to get things going in time. But it's you that are here that make AFNOC what it is. What are some of the challenges we face? Identifying next year's host has always been a problem. But this year, we are glad to report that we've been able to identify next year's host before this meeting. So we would like to congratulate the admin team on that. Timely preparation for the event. Also, we've made improvements on this. This year, we started much earlier and it's nice. Catering for language diversity. It's always been a challenge to make sure that we hear each other, you know, speak the same protocol. Funding for workshops and meetings is also a big problem. Logistics, people and equipment, getting computers, getting bandwidth, getting all those things has been a challenge. But every year, we improve upon what we already have. And lastly, ensuring continuity and outreach. We try to, like I said from the beginning, we try to make sure that we include all parts of the region so that nobody feels left behind. So that's always a challenge too. some of the achievements. We have managed to build a community of African network operators helping themselves with challenges. This is very evident from your presence here today. We have had 7 workshops in 6 different countries covering 3 sub-regions. And these are, we have had. I showed you the chart earlier about how many workshop participants we've trained. We've trained over 350 internet engineers. And I think it's important to note that we are increasingly trying to train people from education and research institutions because we know that those people will go back more and give back to the community. They'll go back and hopefully build something on their networks, teach people how to take what they have learned here to their people back in their local communities. We have former students that are now instructors. I'm evident of that. I attended the very first AFNOG in 2000, and since then I've been coming every year to be part of the E2 instructor team. New tracks, we've already covered that, have been progressively added to cater for training needs as we go along. Of course, I've mentioned this. What has been very successful about AFNOG is that the mailing list is very, very active. I mean, people always approach me and tell me about how, you know, they've learned so much from the mailing list. And I think that's been one of our big achievements. And lastly, we are provided and continue to provide meeting space to other network operator-related meetings, as evident from this meeting. Tomorrow you have the AFRINIC workshop, then you have the INET meeting on Thursday. And starting from next year, we'll have an AFREN meeting, a network research and educational institutions meeting hosted alongside with AFNOC. So what does the future look like? If you see the AFNOC logo here, you can see that Central and Maghreb, the North Africa region, has not been covered yet. And we're seriously looking into that issue, and we hope that, you know, they'll be ready for 2008, since 2007 has already been decided it's going to be in Abuja. I hear an applause coming from the Nigerians at the back, so we look forward to coming to Abuja. Of course, we plan to combine AFNOC meetings with other network operator-related meetings. We plan to continue doing that. And we want to also start organizing more regional workshops. When I say regional workshops, I mean people in West Africa can decide that they need to have a specialized workshop. Maybe it's easier for transportation to go from one part of West Africa to another. You can have a focused workshop, and AFNOC can help make that happen. We're also working with development partners on organizing many focused regional workshops. We also plan to participate in global working groups like the IATF, etc. So the future definitely looks bright for AFNOC, and we hope that you will all help make this happen. Lastly, but not the least, here's a list of some of our partners and the institutions that have helped make AFNOC happen in the past few years. So the presentation will be available on the AFNOC website if you're interested in knowing. So that's it. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Please, let's clap again for Aisha too. I really like that. I really like that. AFNOG. I didn't hear. AFNOG. So I think you agree with me that the initial state, before we look at the future, has been successful. So our next step is to try to look at the transitions that we could make, meaning the opportunities we have for moving forward into the future. I thought one of the things that we should consider seriously is how we are cooperating, how we are coordinating ourselves. And since I started to mention that there are a number of net technology-related organizations that we work with, I think it's a natural next step to invite them to also share with us how they are cooperating, coordinating, and so on. To help us do that, I will introduce the chairman. He's also one of the revolutionaries, has been around for a very long time, has been a partner in many of the initiatives, and in fact, he's our diplomatic type in the sense that he's tried very hard under difficult circumstances to encourage us to move forward. And he's no other than my very good friend
and brother and comrade, Pierre Dangenoux. So Pierre, let's welcome Pierre Dangenoux. And Pierre will determine how he wants to run the session, but he has approximately maybe 40, 45 minutes or so. So Pierre.
Okay, thanks Nii, and thanks for all. Well, I think I just arrived and then Nii said, well, you should be talking. And then I said, well, but what should I talk about? And he said, well, we reached a stage, you know, with AFNOG where we really want to look, you know, forward to the future and see exactly what we are adding on, the kind of success that we just heard about. And for me, the point is, I'll be talking from which point of view? Because I think I wear so many hats, you know, although you don't see them. But of course, from the point of view of the what I would call the, what I can remember actually when we have this sort of gathering is back there in 1998, I think where we were just talking about ICANN, and then me and myself sat down, this was Geneva, one of those meetings, 500 people, we were just two there, people were talking, and at some point we said, well, is that about Africa? Because people were talking about things that will be happening, you know, but yet we don't have the industry, you know, in Africa. But we also felt that we needed to be part of it. So that's where the whole idea of forming sort of Africa Internet Group, all of those things, you know, came in. But we sorted it out. And today, so glad to hear, you know, Aisha, to, you know, reporting on this AFNOG. But we do have some other successes, certainly. So what we would like to be doing, you know, the next step will be maybe to hear more about, you know, the other kind of successes or things that we are doing. And but as far as I'm concerned, I think it's all boiled down to the African Internet community. It's how we do all contribute, you know, part of it, you know, of our strength, and that's what is it about. No, I think I had no doubt about this, you know, from the beginning, because people will say, well, you are from the UN, but why are you bothering with those things? And then I say, well, because I do understand that it's about capacity building. It's about having the critical mass that you need. You know, what Ajadu just said, I would love to multiply this by 10, for instance. You know, we do have more, you know, more workshops, you know, not just wait for 1 year to have, you know, a workshop. So with that, I thought that some of the people are here also with us and are representing actually some of these what we are calling AF stars. Actually. So then I would like to call the CEO of Afrinic, Adiel, and he will be also having 2 or 3 minutes. And basically what I would like all of them to tell us, 2 or 3 things. It's about what they are contributing to the community. It's also about what they think they could get from the community. And finally, I would like to hear more about how they think we should do this, you know, as a community. And then we do have this African Association of Universities, actually, they are here. I was glad to hear that you guys were able to set up this AFREN as well. Well, that's a good thing. Because that was one of the missing, you know, part, you know. I would like to call upon Barry Rubaka, again, and then Aminu for the AFREN. We are not only talking about critical mass of, you know, network operators. It's also about how the CCTL, you know, those things are run in Africa. We do have people that are organizing these AFTLDs. And they are here. I think Michuki is in the room. Jan came all the way from Sydney, I thought. I think he should be telling us a little bit what they've been doing. Afrispa, they've always been there. Stucky will be there. And then I would like to invite all of them. And finally, we heard about ISOC, different, you know, country, you know, chapters. There is also one idea to have some sort of Africa sort of umbrella, you know, ISOC. Quarantine will be the one to talk about. AFNOG, we heard about the successes, but we also would like to hear more about what are the ideas, you know, from AFNOG as a way to the way forward. I mean, how are we going to build this community? And then Alain Aina will be the one to briefly tell us. So I would like to give all of them something like 12 to 15 minutes to brief us, you know, on how they see the community move forward. So I would like to call them here, and they have 3 or 4 minutes each of them. So please, would you kindly join me here? Afrinik Adiel, Alain Afnog, Barry for the African Association of Universities. Oh, you can just take this one. Aminu. Where is Aminu? Oh, sorry. Okay. Afrispa? Okay, good. Isaac? No, it should be there. Because we do have so many sort of missing, well, I say missing links. Because where are the consumers? Where are the users in this, in the whole group? Okay, now we have the research and all of this. Maybe, yeah, why not? And he wanted to sit there. I said, no, he should be here because he is Isaac. Okay. With that, I mean, because we only have maybe 15 minutes, and then we open up to questions. So who wants to start? Who is ready? Ariel? As per the list.
Okay. I'll be very brief. From Afrinik perspective, I think it's very clear. We have signed an MOU which formalized our relationship with AFNOG in Cairo in December. The goal of that MOU is for the two organizations to work together toward the goal of internet development in Africa. Since Cairo, this is the first meeting we have organized together, supporting each other, and our expectation is to strengthen this relationship and to make these two organizations work together and identify areas where we need to improve our implication into the networking, into research environment, like we had the meeting 2 days ago, and also involving more involvement from the community in our process. So I won't say more before I got some input from you. What I will say is that from Afrinik perspective, we are very happy to work and continue to work with AFNOG as we are doing. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Adiel. Well, I mean, collaboration is already there. There's an MOU with Afrinik. We would like to be doing more. Well, we will hear from AFNOG. Okay. Fispa?
Hi, I'm William Stuckey. FRISPA focuses on helping the owners of ISPs to understand why they need to cooperate with each other, and we have done quite a lot in that sense. We've also done a lot of cooperation with AFNOG in the past, and we are currently in the process of going through an MOU with Afrinik. We believe that there is room on the African continent for a number of organizations, Pan-African organizations, to address different aspects of our needs in terms of the internet, and FRISPA is working hard to address those.
Okay, I am Alain Aina, and I'll speak in French, and then I hope I'll keep you up. Bonsoir, messieurs, mesdames et messieurs. Nous avons entendu parler d'AFNOG de long en large à travers la présentation de Aissatou. Je vais juste ajouter que AFNOG aujourd'hui a réussi à bâtir une communauté qui travaille, qui communique, qui échange Et vous avez aussi entendu que depuis que AFNOG fait son chemin, il y a d'autres qui sont nés, comme AfriSpar, AfriNIC et autres. Donc la communauté continue de grandir. Aujourd'hui, on parle des réseaux universitaires. Donc, en fait, sur la base de la fondation que AFNOG a créée, il y a vraiment des choses qui se bâtissent et ça continue. Et tout à l'heure, je disais que nous tendons peut-être vers la création d'un EF Star. AFNOG, AfriSpar, AfriNIC. On va combiner tout ça pour faire AF Star. Je vais ajouter à ce que Aïssatou a dit concernant AFNOG, pour ceux qui ne savent pas. AFNOG, dans son fonctionnement, est doté d'un certain nombre de petits comités. C'est vraiment light, il n'y a pas de complications. Nous avons un comité de programme, que nous appelons Programme Committee, qui est composé d'un certain nombre de volontaires de l'Afrique, d'un peu partout, qui nous aident dans la détermination des contenus, des programmes pour les ateliers, etc. Nous avons le comité d'admin qui s'occupe de tout ce qui concerne la stratégie, l'avenir d'AFNOG, qui est aussi constitué des Africains, de nos amis de l'autre côté qui nous aident aussi. Je pense qu'aujourd'hui, là où nous sommes arrivés, et si on prend l'exemple de la réunion de Nairobi, disons que c'est la première fois que AFNOG, sur la base de la réunion d'AFNOG, on a autant de réunions sur plusieurs jours. Je pense que les questions qui se posent aujourd'hui, c'est comment renforcer la coopération, la coordination, déterminer les besoins. Parce qu'aujourd'hui, une chose est sûre, AFNOG a une base. Dites-nous vos besoins. Où est-ce que vous pensez qu'AFNOG peut vous aider? AFNOG est prêt à aider. Nous avons la structure, les hommes, les relations, etc. Donc, nous pouvons aider. Donc aujourd'hui, la question, c'est de savoir qu'est-ce que les autres attendent d'AFNOG. Et AFNOG vous dira qu'est-ce qu'il peut faire. Et ceux qui travaillent déjà avec nous connaissent nos capacités. Voilà ce que je vais dire, Monsieur le Président. Nous attendons donc les besoins de nos partenaires et nous sommes prêts à travailler avec eux. Je vous remercie.
Thank you. Okay, so AFNOG is just waiting for all of us to tell them exactly what our needs, and then they will. But at some point also, AFNOG was saying that it was expecting you to tell them what are your needs at some point, no?
Oui, nous avons un protocole d'accord avec AFRINIC qui définit déjà nos besoins, etc. Je pense que la question d'Adiel s'adresse peut-être beaucoup plus aux autres que à AFNOG, Monsieur le Président.
Good. This is the UN style here now. ping-pong, hein? Okay, now the research in the universities, please.
So don't take off your headphones, I will speak in French. Oui, ceux qui sont là depuis quelques temps ont donc constaté qu'il y a eu une manifestation des universités africaines ici présentes qui ont eu donc à organiser en coopération avec AFNOG et AFRINIC, naturellement sous le leadership de l'Association des universités africaines, un workshop sur les réseaux d'enseignement et de recherche à les universités africaines. Bon, pour ceux qui suivent un peu ce processus depuis un certain temps, il y a eu naturellement beaucoup de travail qui a été fait avec deux événements de référence, notamment la réunion qui s'est tenue au CERN à Genève, ainsi que la dernière réunion qui s'est tenue à Tunis pour la mise en place, donc au niveau des différents pays de notre continent, de réseaux d'enseignement et de recherche. Les institutions d'enseignement et de recherche ont toujours bénéficié naturellement des formations que l'AFNOG a organisées. Je pense que dans la présentation de Aïssatou, elle a donné l'information que beaucoup de participants provenaient de cette communauté. Mais nous avons trouvé qu'il était bien de formaliser cela dans le cadre d'un protocole d'accord entre l'Association des universités africaines, AFNOG et AFRINIC. Ça a été un des résultats de l'atelier, qui a été un atelier qui avait aussi un aspect technique, puisqu'il a permis à certaines universités et institutions de recherche ici présentes, de présenter le réseau de campus, de présenter un peu leur projet de développement de réseau et de le soumettre, si vous voulez, à l'audit des autres participants qui ont donc donné des suggestions par rapport à des améliorations à faire. Nous sommes dans un processus qui compte mettre en place dans les différents pays du continent des réseaux d'enseignement et de recherche. Comme vous le savez, ces réseaux existent, n'existent pas dans beaucoup de pays de notre continent. Donc au niveau de l'AUEA, il y a un programme qui a été mis en place avec des partenaires, notamment Partnership for Higher Education in Africa et le CRDI, pour aider donc à mettre en place ces réseaux d'enseignement et de recherche nationaux, mais aussi au niveau régional, dans les différentes régions de l'Afrique. Et naturellement, l'ultime objectif, c'est de créer un réseau d'enseignement et de recherche panafricain. Donc, nous avons donc convenu de travailler ensemble dans ce sens-là et de mettre en place ce que nous avons appelé AFREN, African Research and Education Network. Et nous comptons naturellement sur la coopération des partenaires donc, tels que l'AFNOG et AFRENIC pour la mise en place de ce réseau. Il y a un plan d'action qui a été dégagé pour l'organisation dans les 6 prochains mois d'ateliers régionaux pour aider les universités à mettre en place, disons, ces réseaux-là et à les aider surtout à planifier. Donc, planifier pour la mise en place de réseaux d'enseignement et de recherche dans les différents pays. Et l'AUEA a été naturellement désignée, je pense que ça c'est ressorti de la réunion de Tunis, donc pour coordonner toutes ces activités-là. Et au niveau de la réunion qui a eu lieu ce week-end, ici à Nairobi, il a été demandé à l'AUEA de mettre en place un comité de suivi, n'est-ce pas, des décisions qui ont été prises pour les différentes activités à mener. Donc nous travaillons actuellement sur le protocole d'accord qui va formaliser donc la coopération Association des universités africaines, AFNOC, AFRENIC, et la proposition a été faite d'institutionnaliser donc l'atelier de formation à chaque fois que AFNOC organise donc sa réunion annuelle. Voilà donc ce que j'avais apporté à votre connaissance, et si vous avez des questions par rapport à cela, je suis prêt à y répondre.
Merci beaucoup et bienvenue à l'AFREN. Aminou,
I think you are going to take us through. You are going to talk about AFREN again, eh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. My name is Aminu Ibrahim. I am from Nigeria, the National Universities Commission, but mainly I'm here because of the Nigeria ICT Forum of Institutions, which is an NGO found by the 6 universities that are grantees of the Partnership for Higher Education in Africa. Regarding AFNOG, I guess the most important thing is that it is a body we trust. This is the first time I'm actually attending an AFNOG event, but over the last 5-6 years, almost everyone I've really learned to trust turned out to be associated very closely with AFNOG. The academic community trusts AFNOG as a capacity building platform and as a platform for bringing people together. And for us, the MOU signed by the AAU, AFRENIC, and AFNOG is very, very important. We hope that AFNOG will also sign another with the ICTP Trust. Yeah, I was thrilled when Randy's very fast picture of that of Alvis Nabile was also done a great deal to help Nigerian universities since 1999, actually. We look up to AFNOG to provide capacity. We think that this particular session is about the future, and as Neil would put it, the future is really about people who are too young to be here. It's about the youth, boys and girls, and we will find them in the streets sometimes, but really The future is young but also very ancient, if it is to be very good, because it's supposed to be guided by the ancient ones. And you find this in two places, actually, either in our homes, assuming we have very good homes, or in schools. So talking about AFNOG and the future, I think AFNOG is not just looking at it by deciding to introduce a track for higher education institutions, research and higher education institutions, and deciding to seed AFREN, it's already taken the future right in its cradle, actually, because this, if we want to sustain the achievements of AFNOG, then we have to build them right into our fabric of education. I'm sure our colleagues here will agree. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, the users.
Okay, maybe try to switch another time on the headset, but I think je crois qu'il est important de. Maybe I just wait some minutes if people are wearing their headset. je crois qu'il est important que l'initiative d'AFNORG, pour se perpétuer, se repose sur ce qui se passe dans les pays. Et que les ateliers qui sont faits au niveau continental, qu'AFNORG fait, puissent être d'une manière ou d'une autre reprises au niveau des pays. Et je crois que c'est là que ISOC, les chapitres nationaux, sont importants pour pouvoir appuyer l'action que AFNORG a menée depuis 1999 à travers ses ateliers. Je crois que c'est là la fonction d'ISOC et c'est là que ISOC s'appuie et d'ailleurs participe avec AFNORG justement à l'organisation des ateliers et est présent, je crois, que chaque fois que nécessaire. Et même, des fois, dans certains pays, AFNORG s'appuie sur le chapitre national pour pouvoir trouver justement le relais nécessaire à l'organisation. Et je crois que ça, c'est une importance. Et je crois qu'il faut souligner que cette collaboration, elle existe. Et ISOC appuie AFNORG depuis, mais que je crois que ça doit s'appuyer sur les chapitres nationaux. C'est le moment encore de lancer un appel à tous les pays. Il faut qu'il y ait des organisations nationales qui servent de relais à AFNORG. À tous les pays qui n'ont pas de chapitre, il y a un cadre qui existe, qui peut permettre d'être organisé, et je crois que c'est ça que nous faisons. Que fait ISOC aujourd'hui pour essayer de participer plus encore à l'action d'AFNORG? Il est prévu, très rapidement, le processus est déjà lancé au niveau d'ISOC, la réflexion a été menée depuis l'année dernière, de mettre en place un bureau régional Afrique de ISOC international. Ce bureau régional Afrique, dont le processus de montage est en cours, aura pour mission d'aider les chapitres naissants à mieux s'organiser, d'impulser la création de nouveaux chapitres dans les pays où il n'y en a pas, et de favoriser la coopération entre les pays, la coopération régionale entre les différents chapitres pour permettre d'asseoir une certaine dynamique et une certaine stratégie, et servir de relais pour justement toutes les actions que peuvent mener AFRINIC, AFNORG, au niveau local d'abord, parce que je crois qu'il est important que ce soit fait au niveau local. Comme disait Alain Levin, je crois qu'il faut le souligner, c'est au niveau national, dans les politiques nationales, que l'on va d'abord s'appuyer, et puis après on pourra remonter vraiment au niveau continental. Et ça c'est important, et je crois que c'est une idée importante. Il y a les quatre actions de ISOC, je crois que vous les connaissez, l'Industrie Parfnog, l'académique NREN est là, je crois que le RAN est présente, la politique, elle doit être faite d'abord au niveau national, et je crois que là, ce sont les organisations fortes nationales qui pourront le faire. Donc je crois que voilà, nous, ce que je veux dire, c'est que ISOC a pour mission de pouvoir appuyer au niveau national l'action de AFNORG, apporter sa contribution, sa réflexion, mais surtout servir de relais, d'appui et surtout d'assistant, autant que AFNORG en aura toujours besoin, pour mettre en place des relais nationaux et surtout démultiplier peut-être les efforts d'AFNORG. Et je dirais juste à Aïssatou, que pour la mise en place d'ateliers locaux, régionaux ou nationaux, j'ai bien noté, nous allons faire appel à AFNORG. Je crois qu'il est temps de faire appel aux compétences d'AFNORG aujourd'hui pour créer justement ces ateliers nationaux pour permettre justement de démultiplier les actions.
Merci beaucoup de nous donner le lien entre AFNOG et les chapitres ISOC. I think looking into the future also means that we also put the business, the African internet business or industry, and the focus. And I think one of the things we also need to do is to create the environment, you know, that is conducive to this one. Are we having better, you know, managed CCTLDs, for instance, in Africa? Well, this is one of the questions, and I know that some people are working on it. We do have the AFCCTLDs. Meshuki, will you tell us briefly what you are up to so far and what you might be contributing to this community?
Thank you, Pierre. Now, it's been a question of, rather, it's an issue of concern to many of our African countries when it comes to the issue of management of CCTLDs. And those CCTLDs that have successfully been properly managed have significantly managed to actually contribute significantly to their countries. What we choose to look at, especially giving the example of here in Kenya, is that the CCTLD is more of a national resource. And being a natural resource, it should be used to at least develop internet, or rather be used as a tool to promote internet development in the country that it is in. However, based on many issues that we have faced, the challenges that we have faced, there needs and there is a need for AFTLD to be in a position to actually promote the development of, rather the establishment of CCTLDs within Africa, for those respective countries to be able to reap the benefits of having an operational CCTLD in their countries. And this is where we are looking for support and cooperation with AFNOG and AFRINIC, mainly to do a lot of technical capacity building in terms of management of technical expertise within the domain name management arena, which is critical to help engineers set up the CCTLDs in their countries, manage them efficiently, and so on and so forth. And when it comes to AFRINIC as well, there's a strong correlation because with AFRINIC, there's the management of the DNS reverse delegation, which is a key component of DNS. And that is critical when it comes to AFTLD on the domain name issue. So in this respect, I believe that AFTLD, AFNOG, and AFRINIC could work together in terms of setting up, you know, a stable and, you know, cohesive working relationship, whereas we actually work together to promote the establishment of the successful establishment of other CCTLDs, which have not been realized in many respective African countries. Thank you.
Thanks so much. First, well, we also love to hear from maybe the regulators and all of the, I mean, the people there. But I think at this point I would like to eventually stop with this. But in fact, ask for maybe your contributions, okay? Because now we heard from those who are actually coordinating part of this, you know, resources for the community. You might have your own ideas on how to do best, how to coordinate, you know, better. I know there are people in the room that have got ideas, that have a contribution. I was traveling with one of our colleagues from OSIWA, Open Society Initiative, you know, for West Africa. He's got a few ideas. Yeah, I think I'd like to extend the mic to you guys to eventually contribute briefly, if you don't mind. Okay? So I think the floor is open to tell us more about, you know, what you see as the future, and in fact, how what you would like to be contributing, or how we should be doing, you know, business better. Okay. Yeah, Ben. Oh.
Okay. Thanks, Pierre. My name is Ben Akko. I work with the Open Society Initiative for West Africa. Basically, we're a foundation. We have a number of foundations in Africa, three specifically. But the West African Foundation looks at 18 countries. And in the area of ICTs, what we do is more around four key strategic areas, which is policy, knowledge, governance, that includes content and content management, African content, African knowledge, and stuff like that, as well as infrastructure access and connectivity, and then e-governance, finally. Last year in December, we had a small workshop that looked at SAT3 and what we can do with the critical situation that it is at right now. And what we were hoping to do then was to see how we can break, first of all, demystify this, bring the media into the whole picture of things and get them to talk about it a little bit more, and also to see how we can capacitize people to engage with governments in terms of driving down the cost of this infrastructure. One of the challenges that we've faced with in the region so far, working in West Africa, is that we still have a lot of uncoordination in the activities that we carry out. Countries try to represent themselves in global forum, and they make a bad mistake of that. And some of these cases are not really well addressed because of the capacity that the countries themselves take to this global forum. We're hoping that we would be able to get countries to become more coordinated, and not just from an individualistic point of view, but more from a regional or maybe a continental point of view. And then, therefore, AFRINIC and AFNOG and institutions that are more continental come into the picture, where we see partnership with such institutions as being relevant to pushing the African situation forward. So basically, that's what we're hoping we can partner with. We're looking for partnership. We would like to work with institutions such as yourselves to make sure that we can drive African issues to the global space and make it more relevant at that space. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ben. Anyone else has any idea to share? For instance, there's one thing we haven't really touched upon, which is the African participation to the global whatever debates or representation as well. You see some of us wearing so many hats. What I'm trying to say here is that we need more volunteers, actually. And how do you do that? Okay? I don't know. I would like to hear more on that. One of the questions we haven't also responded to also is, you know, what does it take to do this sort of collaboration or partnership, those things we really think that we should be doing? When I take, for instance, communication, how are we communicating? Or how could we best communicate as, I mean, now we just heard from 7 to 8, you know, different, you know, organizations. How are we communicating, or how do you guys think that we should be communicating better in the future? This is something that I would like you guys to respond to. Okay? Okay? Yeah, how do we... Okay, seems that AFNOG should be the one to respond to this. Okay. Nikweno, seems that you are the convener of AFNOG, and then they will help you later on.
I think you've gone outside your mandate. You were supposed to make them communicate, and now you've popped up one level. Okay. First thing, you need to stay focused in your functional strength area. It makes communication very easy, meaning you don't have plenty of noise going outside of your boundary. So as organizations, my advice is stay in your core competence area, and your need for communication will be at the boundaries, and we could make some significant progress in that arena. Beyond that, AFNOG also provides the forum in which you can network in a mesh, double mesh way and increase the bandwidth of communication among the institutions as well as the players in the institutions, because with AFNOG, people are here on their own merit, on their own, you know, capability. even though we've put colors on your faces for your institutions, I think you were largely probably identified because of your own capacities that are well known to AFNOG, AFRINIC in this area. In addition, we have a set of tools that we've been using within our own environment. So do you. So some of these tools may be coalesced, strengthened, shared to increase the communication. But let's be careful. There can be over-communication. I mean, we get sometimes too much of it, and so we need to do it in a responsible manner. And I think we have been doing some, that reasonably well so far, but it's another area that we could look at. But nothing beats occasional fiscal meetings because it builds the trust. And when there's good trust, even noisy communication is understood somehow because you're willing to spend more time to look at it. So we should continue to do that networking. And in essence, one is suggesting that the AFNOG environment is a very good one because we are lightweight, we are not heavy administration, and we encourage individual development because of our capacity focus. And those are some ideas that I can throw on the table because you pressured me.
Well, Damishuki.
Thank you. Well, on the issue of global participation, I think it has been significantly felt that Africa is underrepresented. And I think many of you will agree that when it comes to meetings like the ICANN meetings, the IETF, we have very little participation and representation at that level. I believe that we have organizations, that have AFRINIC, AFTLD, the AU, African universities. We need to at least create some level of impetus or interest at that level for people to actually participate at these global forums. A lot of key decisions are actually and policy issues are approved at this level, high level meetings, and we have very little participation or influence when it comes to matters relating to our region. So half the time, most of the things which are approved are sometimes not in favor of this region. So we need to actually improve participation. I don't know what it will need or what it takes to actually raise. So there's certain issues which come up, issues of funding, how do we get people to that, to those meetings and so on and so forth. But I guess that's where it goes to, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. Those are the details. But the key issue here is that we actually need to get more people participating at those meetings. On the second issue of better communications, I believe I have seen a strategy which has been used mainly by ICANN, where you actually appoint liaison officers to specific bodies. I don't know whether this will be asking too much. If we were to ask that, each organization, say AFRINIC has a liaison officer attached to AFNOG, and AFTLD and the African Union appoints, the organization itself has its own mechanism of actually appointing a liaison officer to be attached to AFNOG, and that basically becomes the mouthpiece of that particular organization to AFNOG, as opposed to where we have multiple people trying to send the same message across to one organization. And I think that should improve on the communications.
Yeah. I think you ended very well. Not so much an increase in representation, but an increase in the consistency of whatever comes out from our countries, really. If there is such consistency, if there is adequate communication and consensus, and whoever happens to get there says the same thing, and if they visit wherever, whether it is Nigeria or Kenya, they hear the same priorities, I think will be okay. Regarding which, AFNOG is already achieving that by providing space for various international African stakeholder associations to interact directly. And just yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday, AFNOG admitted AAU and AFRINIC in the steering committee of AFNOG. You know, and we are already getting to achieving that kind of level of consistency.
Thanks. So we are already walking the talking. That's fine. Any other ideas? Because what I'm hearing here is that there is a goodwill here to move forward. There are a few modalities already on the ground, which are the MOUs. There are good ideas on how to better communicate. Well, now we would like to see how we do implement those. This idea of having liaison, why not? I think each of the association I'd like to dig into it and see how we do we materialize it. Having more people participating to, I mean, global. I mean, it's important. That one is very important. And of course, you said it. Part of it is about the funding you need. But those last years, we do have people that assisted, you know, in doing this. And I'm certain that they will still continue. But of course, this also reminds me that also we should now also looking for kind of local kind of contributions, okay? The business, or the nation business, you know, in this part of the world also should be in a position to assist, you know, if we really demonstrate that they are ultimately they are benefiting from it. I think these are good ideas, and I suspect this is what Nii was also looking forward to. So if there is no other contribution to that, maybe I'll just leave it to Nii to continue. Okay?
No, you have plenty of time. I'd like to hear final comments from them.
Final comment for each of them. Yeah. Okay. Adele, will you start then? Any final comment?
My principal comment will be my feeling after hearing everybody. The will to work together is there. I mean, there is no discussion around that anymore. We have a good opportunity with the AFNOG, AFRINIC, and now soon AFREN joint meeting. Probably AFT of these two will jointly organize a 2 weeks event where all the different groups will have the opportunity to meet once a year, at least, and get to know each other. There is also the opportunity of using other events organized by other organizations, not jointly. For instance, AFRINIC has two meetings a year, not only one. So we have other meetings where we can also conduct other activities, maybe not at the same level, but we can conduct other activities. We have a different mailing list. Some information on the mailing list, sometimes information on some mailing lists are not really relevant to that mailing list. I think the idea of having a liaison which can forward or reflect some discussion on other mailing lists, on the appropriate mailing list, can also help the communication to flow among the different organizations. So I think the work are on our side as community to strengthen this collaboration and show a very united face from the continent. Thanks.
As Adele says, I think there's no doubt that there's lots of room for cooperation between the various Pan-African organizations. But I think that there's also scope for more people being involved. If you look at the people involved in AFNOG, AFRISPA, AFRINIC, and other organizations, many of those people are in fact members of more than one of those organizations. I don't know if that's because those people are really interested people or because there just aren't enough bodies to go around to fill all the organizations. But I think that we need more people involved in Pan-African organizations in Africa. Thank you.
Je vais ajouter à ce que Nikweno a déjà dit, et après avoir écouté les uns et les autres, que, et comme surtout Neil a dit, je pense que le continent va gagner à ce que nous continuons à travailler ensemble et surtout à ne pas réinventer la roue, que chacun tienne dans son domaine de compétences et que nous collaborons. Aujourd'hui, au sein de, dans les comités d'AFNOG, nous avons déjà des types de liaisons. Adiel est dans le programme dans Admin Committee en tant que liaison. Je pense que AFNOG est prêt à ouvrir ses comités à d'autres pour que nous puissions communiquer. Et je pense que l'autre élément aussi important, c'est que nous puissions coordonner les activités, planifier les événements pour éviter les crashs et autres. Ça, c'est un élément important. Et je pense qu'ainsi, nous pourrons atteindre les objectifs et puis montrer un visage plus glorieux à l'extérieur. Merci.
Merci. Je pense que, comme mes prédécesseurs ont dit, il y a une volonté de coopération. Et je pense que cette coopération qui a été exprimée est déjà un grand pas, parce que ça commence déjà à être mis en œuvre à travers Afrinic AFNOC. Il y a d'autres organismes, il y a d'autres MOU qui sont en train d'être étudiés et signés. Et je pense que ça constitue un grand pas. Et je pense que ça va aussi aider à améliorer aussi bien la représentation en termes de quantité, mais aussi en termes de qualité de nos pays dans les forums globaux. Parce que là où les pays n'ont pas les moyens d'envoyer à chaque fois des représentants dans ces forums, eh bien, je pense qu'en ayant des organisations très fortes, où naturellement la confiance a été bâtie sur une fondation sûre, je pense que les ressources peuvent être regroupées pour essayer d'avoir, en tout cas, des représentants qui vont porter la position de nos pays au niveau de ces forums. Et je pense que ça, c'est une excellente chose. Bon, maintenant, au niveau de l'initiative qui est prise pour la création des réseaux d'enseignement et de recherche, il y a des gros défis à relever. Et c'est sûr que les institutions d'enseignement et de recherche, elles seules, ne pourront pas faire le travail qui est à battre. Et c'est pourquoi il a été très important sur le plan stratégique, n'est-ce pas, d'avoir donc cette coopération avec AFRINIC, avec AFNOC. Et naturellement, c'est ouvert à d'autres organisations qui pourront apporter leurs compétences, leurs connaissances pour pouvoir bâtir ces réseaux que nous voulons mettre en place au niveau des institutions, au niveau national, régional et continental. Donc, c'est pour vous dire donc, que je parle sous le contrôle de M. Pascal Oba de l'AIA, que l'AIA est très ouverte à la coopération et nous comptons naturellement la contribution de tout le monde pour parvenir donc à relever ce défi qui est énorme.
Well, I think that the important thing to conclude upon is that the process by which AFNOG earned trust of so many, you know, without really soliciting for the trust, that is really what to continue and to pursue. And for the research and education community, we could do this in our various countries by making sure that we involve other sectors of tertiary education, polytechnics and colleges of education. We could also take AFNOG to our various countries by utilizing some of the curriculum that AFNOG uses, because we do need to build capacity in our research and education institutions if our countries and the continent is to sustain the revolution.
Moi, je me féliciterais d'une chose, c'est que nous avons la communauté Internet est globalement unie. Mais que l'on n'oublie pas que nous ne représentons que les désirs de nos communautés de base, les grassroots. Il faut qu'on n'oublie pas qu'on vient d'en bas et que tout vient des demandes qui nous sont adressées et que nous ne pouvons pas répondre à des demandes qui ne nous sont pas adressées, bien que nous avons un rôle de vigie technologique. Mais je voudrais aussi dire que c'est une opportunité que nous devons prendre très fort pour essayer de répondre à une autre demande, c'est-à-dire le processus actuellement de création de la société de l'information se veut inclusive avec toutes les parties prenantes. Il y en a qui ne sont pas ici aujourd'hui. Donc nous devons justement être une caisse de résonance envers ces parties prenantes pour leur montrer que nous pouvons collaborer ensemble. Et je rejoins un peu ce que disait tout à l'heure, je crois que les deux, ce que disait tout à l'heure Adjel, n'oublions pas que cet événement est un événement à la dimension de l'Afrique, mais que nous avons aussi la capacité de faire les mêmes choses au niveau national, régional, et puis remonter au niveau de la région d'Afrique. Donc, c'est-à-dire qu'il n'y a pas que cet événement, il y en a d'autres, et à nous de les initier aussi, et je crois qu'AFNORG a une bonne expérience pour montrer sa capacité de mobilisation et de ressources pour créer des événements régionaux, et je crois que c'est un défi. Je dis ça à AFNORG, c'est un défi aujourd'hui de faire la même chose au niveau régional, des petits séminaires qui pourront vraiment permettre de disséminer toute cette compétence qui actuellement qui a été capitalisée et qui peut être utilisée.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I didn't get all the French, so. And being too far away from the translators. Well, I think my closing remarks will be that we have a lot of work to do, which we have tried to a certain extent but have not been fully successful. When it goes to the global outreach and participation, I would tend to believe that we have the usual suspects, and I'm trying to echo William Starkey's comments. When we go to these meetings, we have the usual suspects whom you're bound to see. And if they are not there, they're not there for a particular reason. What I have not seen is the usual suspects dragging along an unusual suspect. And I think it would go a long way if the usual suspects make an effort to drag along an unusual suspect every time we go for these meetings. And soon enough, as I've had somebody comment here, that is the first time they've come for AFNOG. I'm sure next time you'd want to come again. So if that's how it feels, you know, you want to, you know, you attend these meetings and the next time you want to host them, then it means it's addictive. So soon enough, we will not be talking about, you know, lack of participation for African countries at this global arena, but we'll be overdoing it. So which is the way to go? And I think that's where the hard work lies. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So AFNOG is not only about success, it's about addiction as well. Okay, let's get addicted to the African, you know, internet development. And I think with that, I would like to thank all our panelists. And then please join me to thank them. And then for sharing, you know, the ideas. And then I think it will also help us move forward. And thank you all also for your attention.
Wow. Well, please, let's thank them again. I think this shows the partnering we've been talking about. Yeah. And you can see that there are clearly challenges. We even had language barriers and all kinds of things. But the will is there, and, you know, they are working the issues, and that's the most important thing. And AFNOG is here to create that environment that is relaxing, that's not heavy-handed, that is very frank, okay, so that we can truly evolve this. But I must say I'm very, very pleased to see the AF Star groups emerging, because they first appeared in print as a proposal in, I think, 98 in Benin, and we have actually tried very hard to implement it, and all the groups are at different stages of advancement. And we've even added others, which we didn't anticipate at that time, so I think that's an excellent piece of work. So I'm very, very happy.
Now, I'm going to try to introduce someone who, without, I'm sure the AFNOG would have really not succeeded at all. And he's also another believer that the revolution is not over yet. And he has gone through all kinds of loops and jumps in order to help us. And he's in someone that you all very well know. And his task is to try and get our sponsors to give us some observations as to how they have felt with respect to the contribution that they've been making to AFNOG's development. And so there will be some observations made by some of our sponsors. In that regard, I'd like to introduce no one other than Pierre O, as we commonly call him. And Pierre O doesn't need introduction. I mean, symbol of revolution upon revolution. So, please.
Thank you, but I think that I'm not going to be by myself here. So I make sure that I am understood by the people who should join me. I mentioned ISOC, Miriam, Network Startup Resource Center, Cisco, Philips is not there. Afrinic, again. Okay, now I switch to French because it will be difficult to keep on in English. Even if I understand, I speak with too much difficulty. Donc, bonsoir. Au cours de cette session, donc, nous allons wait a minute. You should do like me. Donc, à cette session, nous avons ici des représentants, des amis de l'Afrique qui ont aidé AFNOG depuis ses premiers pas et qui, même avant l'idée d'AFNOG, avaient déjà commencé des actions. Et toutes ces actions, aujourd'hui, ont abouti avec les appuis qui ont été apportés aux différents acteurs qui nous ont précédés ici sur la table. Et donc, il est très important qu'au moment où nous allons regarder vers l'avenir, que nous puissions aussi demander à nos amis qui nous aident, qui nous appuient, de nous dire qu'est-ce qu'ils pensent de cette marche dans le futur, et sans complaisance de nous dire s'il y a des observations, s'il y a des choses que nous pouvons faire. Et tout cela dans le but d'améliorer de manière à ce que, comme cela s'est toujours passé, AFNOG aille toujours de l'avant, que toutes les organisations qui sont autour progressent aussi. Et entre amis, on doit se dire la vérité. Et donc là, pas de langue de bois, nous sommes là, c'est une occasion unique pour pouvoir s'écouter. Et je pense que, comme par hasard, les hommes se sont mis d'un côté et les femmes de l'autre côté. Donc, ce ne sera pas très difficile pour moi, parce que pour moi, je donne la priorité aux femmes. Je n'ai pas désiré les places, hein. Je ne sais pas ce qui se passe. Peut-être que moi-même, je suis demi-femme et demi-homme. pour avoir toute la symétrie. Donc. Monsieur, madame. Bon, donc nous allons donc vous passer la parole pour commencer. Au nom de Network Startup Resource Center, je pense que je prononce bien, NSRC, que tout le monde connaît très bien ici. Madame, vous avez la parole.
I will speak briefly for the Network Startup Resource Center, and I will speak for Steve Huter, who is not here, who has worked with many of you over the years. We are very, very pleased to be here and to support this endeavor. We're very glad that you continue to invite us to your party. I was very pleased this year to see that AFNOG itself was more African than GHOST, and that many of the instructors that taught this year came up through AFNOG. They are your graduates. They are your stars. We're happy to work with them as peers, and we're delighted to be here.
Okay, thank you. It is short, accurate. So, you mean that as a spokeswoman of Steve Huter, that Steve Huter approves everything and has no comment on what happened here last year? Nothing.
Steve always has something to say, and he will say it to you later.
Okay, I think that this is very important because the communication should be kept on and continue toujours. I will treat from time to time from English to French. Okay. La communication doit continuer et ne doit pas seulement avoir lieu juste au moment, mais elle doit être permanente de manière à suivre tout le processus. Et donc, merci pour ces mots. Et maintenant, je vais passer la parole à une grande dame que vous connaissez très bien, qui, je pense, était déjà au RIP. Donc, on l'a déjà connue là-bas. Maintenant, on la retrouve au niveau d'ISOC avec beaucoup de satisfaction. Et donc, au nom d'ISOC, Madame Myriam Kuhn, vous avez la parole.
Thank you, Pierre. Yes, indeed, I've been here for many, many years in various roles. Well, two roles. And it will be very easy for me because Lucy already said it all. I made some notes and you went through my notes already, so it's very easy. As ISOC, I mean, I'm very glad that we're part of this and that I, you know, can see this. It's the seventh AFNOG now, and I see this kind of grow and expand from year to year, which is great, and especially what Lucy also mentioned, that it's more African and that this idea of train the trainers really seems to work, and that a lot of the instructors come now actually from the region and from the country and have grown through the workshop program, and that's, you know, that's wonderful to see. And also what I also find very important in the session we had before, the cooperation between different organizations, different regional and local organizations, and not necessarily, you know, outside organizations, and that you, you know, continue to work with each other. And I'm kind of more there from the sidelines, and we seem to, you know, recognize what's needed and what you want and who you want to work with, and that's it.
Okay, merci, Myriam. Donc, en fait, j'aurais dû inverser peut-être pour être sûr que on allait compléter les notes. Et en fait, c'est toujours une très, très grande satisfaction parce que nous nous rappelons tous tous ceux qui étaient là au début de toutes ces rencontres ISOC, ces conférences ISOC avec les ateliers spécialement pour les pays en développement qui ont vraiment contribué énormément au développement de l'Internet en Afrique. Donc, Myriam, merci encore à ISOC. Et maintenant, je vais passer sur ma gauche, aux hommes. Bon, en général, en Afrique, on dit que c'est les femmes qui parlent beaucoup, hein, je pense. J'espère que vous n'allez pas me contredire. Mais enfin, vous aurez la parole pour venir là-dessus. Mais peut-être que les hommes vont parler cette fois-ci beaucoup plus. Et donc, je vais donner la parole maintenant à Philippe qui représente Cisco. Pour qu'il nous fasse, disons, ce commentaire sur l'ensemble de toutes ces rencontres, en particulier celle-là, qu'est-ce que nous pouvons faire qui va encore améliorer, aider, et surtout qu'ils le font aussi sur les autres continents, particulièrement en Asie, je pense. Vous appuyez là-bas aussi. Donc, certainement, vous avez un regard croisé qui peut nous enrichir dans notre action, dans notre volonté d'aller de l'avant. Merci, la parole est à vous.
Okay, thank you. And I've got to say all that in fewer words than Miriam and Lucy used. this is the fourth AFNOG that I've had the privilege of being invited to as an instructor, and I think the graph that ISO2 showed earlier just shows how much AFNOG has actually developed in the last 5 years. And I mean, I'm actually really delighted to see the growth, and AFNOG is definitely maturing. The MOU with AFRINIC, I think, is just a fantastic development. If you look at other parts of the world, for example, as some of you know, I live in Australia, which is the APNIC service region. APNIC is also signing and has signed MOUs with APRICOT, of course, which is the big Asian Pacific region internet conference. It has also signed an MOU with SANOG, which is the South Asia Network Operators meeting, which is, that has been a very successful venture started for the South Asia region 4 years ago. Not to mention another new network operations group in the South Pacific called PACNOG, which again spun out of the APNIC meeting. So you see there's quite a close relationship, certainly in my part of the world, between the activities of the regional internet registry and the various network operations groups. I suppose the major step, which Miriam and Lucy have already highlighted, is that AFNOG is developing its own instructors. And I really want to encourage everybody here to consider that. You really want more of your own participants flying all these expensive people like me in to the region to do the training. It's a major consideration. So the more that you can do this locally, the better. One other thing that, well, I mean, this is, I suppose, my slightly controversial view, is that AFNOG happens just once a year. I mean, I know it's a major effort, but having more of this type of event would actually be of benefit to the region. Africa is a huge continent to go around. I realize it would be a lot of work, but using the efforts of the various African organizations who were at the table here before, to try and do more and more of these training events with, for example, AFRINIC and so on in their meeting and other such meetings would accelerate the local learning, because that's what it needs, accelerating the local learning. We're having this discussion in the PACNOG organizing committee at the moment. Should PACNOG happen once a year or twice a year or more often? And if it was more often, who would do it? And Who would the trainers be, and who would pay for all that? The Pacific region is, okay, it's huge in extent, but it's made up of small island nations, so the population is nothing compared with here. We're discussing that particular issue as well. With an APRICOT, again, APRICOT seems to fall into some of my responsibility. We discuss whether we're going to do mini APRICOTs, and how would we do that, and who would do that. And so collaborating with other organizations who have other events is actually something I would really encourage you to look at. I mean, we have a core team within AFNOG, a local core team, and I think that local core team should be looking to, well, search for more events that they can actively participate in.
Je pense que là, on peut dire que c'est avantage aux hommes, hein, déjà avec le temps. Mais ne vous en faites pas, je vais vous le dire alors, parce que je vous ai pris par surprise dans les premières. Sinon, mon temps de parole sera ajouté aux femmes après. Bon. Nous allons maintenant donc écouter à nouveau le directeur exécutif d'Afrénic, donc Adiel, qui a lui aussi débuté comme formateur AFNOG et qui maintenant, bon, deux casquettes, donc c'est la deuxième casquette maintenant, la casquette de soutien, donc le bébé qui est devenu grand et qui peut maintenant aider le grand-père à marcher. Je n'ai pas dit l'oncle, hein, pour ceux qui pourraient penser que je parle du fameux oncle AFNOG, qui avec sa barbe blanche n'a pas suivi, mais enfin, vous lui expliquerez après. Adiel, tu as la parole.
Merci Pierre. Je vais parler français cette fois-ci. Oui, c'est pour moi, c'est toujours émotif quand je parle en tant que supporter de AFNOG, parce que d'une façon ou d'une autre, Afrénic, l'évolution d'Afrénic et la mise en place d'Afrénic s'est fait dans les entrailles de AFNOG. Jusqu'en 2004, Afrénic tenait ses seules et uniques réunions pendant AFNOG. Donc aujourd'hui, nous tenons deux réunions. AFNOG continue à tenir une seule réunion. Ça veut dire que de tout ce qui s'est fait avec AFNOG, il y a eu quelque chose de positif qui est sorti. Pour nous, à Afrénic, c'est notre première participation en tant qu'organisation qui soutient Afrénic financièrement et également de façon logistique. Donc nous n'avons pas de commentaires à faire spécifiquement comme les autres organisations de support ici, mais tout ce que nous allons dire, c'est que notre rêve, c'est de voir AFNOG grandir, c'est de voir AFNOG intéresser beaucoup plus de gens. Et enfin, c'est de voir AFNOG devenir une organisation aussi professionnelle que d'autres dans le monde, comme le NANOG, comme Apricot ou d'autres NOG dans le monde qui ont su prouver ou mettre leur marque dans le développement d'Internet dans ces régions. Donc nous serons toujours, je pense, là pour supporter. Tant que nous aurons le support de la communauté, donc nous essaierons toujours d'être là pour supporter AFNOG afin qu'il puisse atteindre cet objectif qui, d'une façon ou d'une autre, se reflète également dans le fonctionnement d'Afrénic. Merci.
Merci. Je ne sais pas si à ma gauche, il y aurait des commentaires suite au long discours fait par les hommes. Ok, merci.
Maybe I. Sorry to. Well, I have to follow that rule, right? In Africa, only women talk too much. Is that? I just wanted to use that opportunity to actually thank AFNOG and Afrénic to allow us to host another meeting here on Thursday, which is the INET, kind of a mini INET. You know, if you know INETs from the past, there used to be, you know, the meetings with the workshops and long week technical meetings. This, we're starting to do more regional, small INET meetings, one or two days, more focused on, you know, trying to piggyback on other people's meetings like this time and trying to address the audience in the region that these meetings are in. So on Thursday, we're going to address a few issues that came up today. For instance, I think Alan Levin mentioned that it's difficult here to follow the IETF, the Internet standards development processes, and we're going to talk a bit more about how you can follow that and what the, you know, why and what the use is. And Lucy is actually going to be there and, you know, speak for the IETF. And we also address a few of the policy issues that are currently, you know, bubbling in the World Summit Information, the World Summit of Information, what was it called? Society? And the whole internet governance discussion that's going on, and where one big topic is always capacity building. How can you make, you know, developing countries participate in these global discussions? And so we thought to bring this discussion here to Kenya, to the AFNOG community, and trying to find out also from you what, you know, what your issues are and what you maybe can take back to forums in Geneva and in other parts of the world. From an African point of view. So I just wanted to point that out to you, that this is going on Thursday, and I hope to see many of you there and participate. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Myriam. Je pense que vous avez, j'ai dit ça en français encore, hein, peut-être que vous êtes invité donc jeudi à venir à la rencontre INET, qui est la première réellement africaine qui va se dérouler ici. Avant peut-être de vous passer la parole, si vous permettez, je vais juste faire peut-être une première synthèse de ce que je crois avoir entendu ici. Est-ce que j'ai la permission de continuer? Il y avait une voix contre. Bon, comme c'est démocratique, vous allez devoir attendre. Hein? Il y a une seule main qui s'est levée. Ah si, il y a eu par acclamation. Par acclamation. Non, non, je vais donner la parole tout de suite. Moi, j'ai noté 4 points de recommandations qui ont été faits par les différents intervenants ici et qui se recoupaient merveilleusement. Mais avant cela, je voudrais d'abord qu'on note qu'aucun d'eux n'a dit que c'était mauvais qu'il ne fallait plus faire. Donc, ça veut dire que pour l'année prochaine, nous vous aurons avec nous encore et pour les autres années à venir. Et il y a donc 4 points. Synergie, professionnalisme, diffusion et appropriation. 4 points, donc, synergie, en ce sens que les différents bailleurs, si je peux les appeler ainsi, les différents soutiens encouragent, en tout cas, ce qu'il y ait la synergie entre les différentes organisations, qu'elles puissent coopérer ensemble, que ce soit sous forme de MOU ou d'autres, mais qu'il y ait cette synergie qui permet donc de partager toutes les ressources et aussi de coopérer ensemble. Professionnalisme, ce point a été soulevé de manière à aller un peu plus en direction, disons, des différents métiers qu'il y a, de façon à être beaucoup plus utile pour le développement, parce qu'après tout, c'est le développement de l'Afrique que nous visons derrière. Troisième point, la diffusion. La diffusion en ce sens qu'au-delà de ces rencontres annuelles, que des initiatives locales puissent être encouragées pour la démultiplication. Et enfin, le point qui me semble-t-il est le plus important et qui sera certainement l'indicateur avec lequel les différents soutiens peuvent encore mieux défendre la poursuite de ces efforts, c'est l'appropriation. L'appropriation par les Africains qui se traduit par le fait qu'il y a des formateurs africains maintenant. Ce qui veut dire que non pas seulement la connaissance a été transmise, mais il y a aussi une appropriation totale qui permet que des Africains aujourd'hui, contrairement à ce qu'il y avait il y a 10 ans par exemple, soient capables de donner un certain nombre de formations. Et donc ce sont les 4 points que je ne sais pas si vous êtes d'accord avec moi, les 4 points. Donc ça fait 4 intervenants, 4 points. Maintenant, la parole est à vous pour ajouter les autres points ou commenter ou ajouter.
il y a déjà une personne sur la liste. Je pense qu'il nous reste 10 minutes. La parole est à Mohamed Diop. Je ne le vois plus. Il est là? Ah, ok, il cherchait un micro. Oui.
Thank you, Pierre. I just want to say that there was some missing group on your panel. You have just called for the funding organization, and I really want to call for all the individual person who are not African and who devote themselves to make this thing happen. I consider these people are people who are a funding group for the organization because they invest themselves, they invest their time just in order to make this thing happen. And I just want to call for the instructors, one representative from the instructors who just for many years devote themselves to make that thing happen and who are not considered, I mean, as I consider myself as part of the African continent. The second remark is this is regarding the invest. I mean, the group we're supposed to get on the panel. I'm sorry for the second one, but there was two groups missing, but this one I remember exactly that. Yeah.
Okay. Merci, Mohamed. Y a-t-il d'autres interventions? S'il n'y en a pas d'autres, je vais faire peut-être un commentaire sur ce qui vient de dire. Peut-être qu'au départ, je ne me suis pas beaucoup étendu, mais j'ai dit que c'était quatre représentants de tous ceux qui soutenaient, mais il y en a beaucoup plus. La liste est longue, allant de la CEA, c'est pas la francophonie même dans laquelle je travaille, qui n'a pas pris parole officiellement ici sur cette table, qui s'est contentée de présider. Mais son point est extrêmement important malgré cela, parce que ce sont les individus qui construisent les plus grandes choses. Et je ne sais pas, je ne connais pas l'équivalent en anglais, j'espère que les traducteurs vont trouver au fil de l'eau ce qu'il faut dire. Mais en français, on dit les institutions ne valent que ce que valent les hommes chargés de les faire fonctionner. Parce que si vous avez une institution qui a des objectifs nobles et dedans vous avez des gens qui ne veulent pas le faire, eh bien on ne verra rien. Et donc, au niveau des individualités, il y a les individualités qui ne sont pas dans des organisations dont les logos s'affichent sur les sites, sur les banderoles, etc. Mais il y a aussi les individus qui sont dans les organisations et qui font que les organisations vont dans une certaine direction plutôt que dans l'autre. Et je pense qu'il est très important pour nous, effectivement, à cette occasion, de saluer ces amis individuels, ces amis, je dirais, infiltrés dans ces organisations, qui maintiennent le lien. Car après tout, signer un accord, on signe, il y a des tas d'accords qui sont signés, mais qui ne sont jamais mis en œuvre, parce qu'il manque les hommes, de part et d'autre, pour faire bouger les choses. Les gens qui le matin se rappellent qu'il y a telle chose à faire. Les gens qui, chaque semaine, chaque année, essaient dans la planification de prévoir tel élément dedans, parce qu'ils pourraient très bien l'oublier, parce que parfois, on ne les paye pas pour faire cela, mais ils le font. Et donc, il est très important que ces personnes soient reconnues. Et s'il y a ces individus qui sont là, ils peuvent aussi prendre la parole, bien entendu. Hein. Bien entendu, ce n'est pas fermé, mais là, bon, sur la table, je ne voulais pas appeler tout le monde. Je vois que Mohamed se rappelle de la deuxième partie.
Exact. Ouais, vas-y. En fait, ce que vous venez de dire, vous en êtes une parfaite illustration. Je pense que la francophonie n'aurait pas pu s'illustrer comme elle est en train de le faire s'il n'y avait pas ton engagement de ce point de vue. Donc, C'est ce qui explique qu'on te mette à la tribune et qu'on te fasse une mention spéciale devant toute cette audience. Donc, comme vous venez de le dire, les institutions ne valent que par les hommes qui les managent et qui les font vivre. The second point, and I just want to make it because the people who are considered concerned by the second point are all English-speaking people. I think that it's very important that we have a special mention for the a special tribute for the regional internet registries. They are all together with the African community since the beginning. They have also spent a lot of money helping AfriNIC to sustain. And through AfriNIC, we see the result coming also through all this event. And they are also coming, spending their time in order to make this thing happen. I think that it's also the occasion to thank RIPE especially and all the other registry for coming and joining us for this important event of building capacity here in Africa. So these are the two groups that I thought that there was just missing, the individuals for their human investment and the regional internet registry for also their continuous support to build capacity in Africa and making the network work. Thanks.
Is there any direction? Yes. How many? One, two. Combien de personnes veulent intervenir? Une, deux, bon, une personne, et après, je pense qu'on va laisser pour la clôture.
Ok. Merci, Pierre, pour m'avoir donné la parole. Par rapport aux quatre points qui ont été mis comme recommandations, le point appropriation, je voudrais quand même un peu commenter cela. Dans l'appropriation, et sachant bien que AFNOC est un regroupement qui se fait dans deux langues, le français et l'anglais, reconnus. Mais les ateliers workshop sont faits majoritairement en anglais. Ce qui fait qu'il y a un groupe de personnes qui sont exclues. Et comme nous sommes avec la francophonie, je crois que vous pouvez prendre en charge pour faire autant de tracks anglais que de track français, comme ça l'appropriation aura encore un accent beaucoup plus avancé. Merci.
Je pense que je peux répondre directement à cette question parce que j'ai été en contact avec, dès le départ, avec Nikkei Nord et cette opération s'est déroulée dans la concertation. Parce qu'on ne pouvait pas tout faire en même temps, dès le départ. Donc on a commencé en anglais, progressivement on a mis un atelier en français, on voulait mettre le deuxième en français, mais pour des raisons diverses, parce que ça risque de me prendre trop de temps ici, on a laissé un seul en français. Mais c'était vraiment de manière concertée et qui s'équilibrait aussi, parce qu'à d'autres niveaux, on faisait d'autres choses pour compléter. Donc, c'est vraiment de manière extrêmement concertée que ça se fait. Et du point de vue du français, je pense que globalement, il n'y a pas de problème, même s'il fallait commencer par quelque chose. C'est comme, par exemple, de l'autre côté, avec l'Association africaine des utilisateurs de logiciels libres, nous avons commencé en français, parce qu'il fallait bien commencer quelque part. Mais petit à petit, on va s'étendre vers les autres langues, mais pour le moment, on ne peut pas tout faire en même temps, surtout pour des problèmes de moyens. Sinon, en ce qui concerne la francophonie, puisque la question m'est adressée, nous sommes actuellement dans une phase, disons, de restructuration très profonde. Et c'est au mois de juillet que je pourrai répondre clairement à votre question. Mais j'espère que je pourrai répondre oui. Mais pour le moment, je suis politiquement obligé de m'abstenir de faire un commentaire là-dessus. Mais par contre, puisqu'ici, nous avons aussi les francophones qui viennent de tous ces pays africains qui sont membres de la francophonie et qui vont décider quel est le contenu de la programmation. Vous devez aussi être les ambassadeurs auprès de vos différents pays pour qu'ils prennent la parole dans la bonne direction au bon moment. Parce qu'une fois que les États auront décidé, nous, on ne pourra qu'appliquer ce qu'ils auront décidé. Il y aura discussion, les Africains auront la parole et ils sont les plus nombreux. s'ils le souhaitent, ils peuvent changer le cours. Mais s'ils ne disent rien parce que vous ne leur avez rien dit, eh bien, on verra les conséquences au mois de juillet. Comment les priorités se sont jouées là-dessus. Et donc là, nous sommes à la fin de cette session. Et je pense qu'il est vraiment très important, une fois de plus, de remercier à la fois ceux qui sont ici, ceux qui ne sont pas ici, les contributeurs individuels, dont certains sont anonymes, qu'on ne connaît pas et qu'on n'a jamais vu, qui sont dans d'autres organisations, qui sont derrière les gens que nous voyons et qui poussent les choses en faveur de l'Afrique. Et je voudrais donc qu'on puisse les applaudir très fort, tout ce monde, et les encourager et leur dire que même si nous ne les connaissons pas tous, nous sommes très contents de ce qu'ils font pour nous et nous leur exprimons notre satisfaction à travers ce pas. Merci. Et donc là, bon, je vais donc vous remercier pour vos contributions, pour la précision des éléments, pour avoir partagé avec nous l'expérience de l'Asie et Afrénic qui grandit et qui, nous espérons, sera encore plus grand, encore plus fort pour apporter davantage, disons, de soutien. Je vous remercie.
I'm in the vapor range. Yeah, I was just trying to observe that now you see, you know, the team that can weave very complicated overlapping situations and still move us forward. And I thought we should actually give Pierre O and his friends big applause to finish the session, then we can go into open mic. So please. So since we are now going to go into the open mic, at least let me feel that you are, you know, active, you are ready. AFNOG. Okay. In the next few minutes we have, pardon me? AFNOG. Okay, AFNOG. yeah, okay. But before the closing, I see the program is closing, but before that, at least I'd like to hear some comments from the general community. We don't intend to necessarily respond, but we want to hear it so that you feel free to tell us whatever you think. And we have 15 minutes, so if you raise your hand, you have the floor, and we'll assimilate as much as we can. So open mic period for, you know, 10 minutes or so, if there are people interested. Now I come. Yes, Randy.
Randy Bush, IJ. I'm particularly on the last subject. If we presume that resources are limited, would you rather see an F0, i.e. Francophonie Unix, or would you rather see an F1, Francophonie System Services, which relies on knowing the Unix? And the answer does not have to be here now, but that's a question the program committee is worrying about.
Yes, there must be. If you have an answer, give it. But, you know, I think, let me see if I can pick on someone here. is there someone who has done E0 that's French speaking? E0, that's the early one. French speaking, who took E0? I guess I have no luck there. Open comment, open mic. Is there any question you want to ask us or anything you want to tell us?
I want to make a point here. As I see, we are trying to limit AFNOG only for Francophone and English-speaking countries. I'm from Angola. We speak Portuguese. So if we intend to enter to AFNOG, are we going to have Portuguese also in our meetings? I think that we could... Since that we have many countries, and in spite of we have more than three languages, international languages, I think that we could find out one language for all the countries. Okay, this is my point.
Are you willing to teach the Portuguese class?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we are going to have lessons in French, in English. So if Angola and another countries, for example, Mozambique, as I see, takes part to AFNOG, comes here to make presentations, so they should make their presentation in Portuguese. Okay? So the point is, why not to keep using English as a language for AFNOG's presentation?
Well, we use English. We will use Portuguese if we have, self-organizing, to do it. That's why the question came, would you be willing to teach it? Then we can do it. When Mozambique, we actually encouraged Mozambique and Angola to get together with Brazil to create a Portuguese track, and we are still open to that. Okay.
My name is Hiltray from Sudan. You know Sudan, Egypt, Algeria, Libya, Tunisia, Morocco, Malaysia, all Eritrea, all talk Arabic language as a native language. So for this, now I am, I think, third of Africa people talk Arabic language. So I suggest track A0, A1, and A2.
Which one will you teach?
I think
the reason there is an F track is because the Francophones said it was needed, and the Francophones said they would do it and have done it and have funded it and been here doing it. I am very open, and everybody else would be to an Arabic track. But somebody has to do it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Nigerian contingent here, representing the LOC, say we will not let this time pass without saying thank you for being given the opportunity. Probably the only country that was given the opportunity to host an AFNOG before the year's AFNOG, that is Nigeria. Sleeping giant, you know. Dr. Aminu is excited. I remember it was in June or July that... Dr. Aminu and Sunday got in touch with Hakim and I and said that this is what they wanted to do. And we knew that it must be serious, and we also knew that it must be noble. But I didn't know how much until I arrived here on Wednesday last week. I'm humble, to say the least. You know, between Aminu, Sunday, and Hakim, I thought to myself, they brought me in because when the people that are knowledgeable and people that are way ahead of you, when they want to favor you, they bring you into their midst. They did that to me. But then again, I know that they will put their heads in the lion's jaws before me. And what I discovered here is that the entire AFNOG will put their heads in the lion's jaws before the Nigerians do it. And I'm sure that we will do it. Sleeping giant, we don't start early. But when we start, we do not do things by halves. And that is why from here, even from Nigeria, we already have a partnership that cuts across all sectors, because we know that we're humble enough to know that we cannot do it alone. So we've already put together an LOC that has government, that has civil society, that has the private sector, that has the industry representatives, and even the trade groups. And we will do it with all your support. And thank you, Randy, for that vote of thanks. I was going to get to you about time. You know, I knew the name of Randy before I knew what internet was. And and I think the highlight for us is the fact that, and I asked Dr. Aminu, I don't know how I put it, but then he said to me, Randy has never been to Nigeria. I said, it can't be possible, because the way his name rings in Nigeria, one would thought he actually lives there. So we look forward to having Randy in Nigeria. We look forward to having everybody here in Nigeria, and we look forward to having more people. Welcome to AFNOG 2007, and welcome to Nigeria, the heartbeat of Africa.
Whoa. I think at this point, I ask for the closing. Who is doing the closing, please? No more. It's finished. We've gone to the next level. Next. So, closing. Thank you very much. That was very nice.
Okay, it's my honor to give the closing remarks. It's a revolution, and I came dressed as such. Okay. Well, we hope everybody had a good time. Sunday gave us some very lovely jokes, and I wish he could come back to close it properly. But I think it's my duty to do that, so I'll try and finish it. Well, I want to say a special thanks to the local host. Please. Especially Michuki and Victor, who were at the forefront of, putting this together. We also like to thank the sponsors. I guess you guys, we've gone over this over and over again. But of course, we can't stop thanking them. IDRC, ISOC, System, Cisco Systems, O'Reilly, FreeBSD, Afrinic, NSRC, and the list goes on. We also like to say thanks to the instructors and students who made it here, who made all this thing possible, and the participants, to the people who have come to attend the meetings. We also like to thank the various RIRs for being present and always being present for us. The academic and research institutions. I'd like to say special thanks to Aisa Tujar, who put this meeting together, who coordinated the presentations and stuff like that. Well, enough of thanks. The next thing is that this is not over. This is the end of the AFNOG session, AFNOG workshop, AFNOG conference and meeting. The next thing that's coming up is the AFRINIC meetings. That will be tomorrow and on Wednesday. Then there's a INET Africa Day, which is on, I think, Thursday. And then we'll probably be rounding up to all go back home. We did a good job last year of finding the local host for this year and next year, 2007. And I'd like to make a call for the local host for 2008 and 2009. Possible, and we like people to just volunteer, raise your hand, say, look, I want to do it, and we will help you put this thing together and make sure it happens. So any volunteers for 208, 209, just raise your hand now. You're not committed right now, but at least we know that you have what they call it. Okay, and that is, which countries are those? Sudan?
Sudan and
Sudan,
Mali, and of course the Nigerians want to do it 2 years running. Trust them. And
Cameroon.
I hope somebody is taking this down. Sudan, Mali, Cameroon. Okay, and Tanzania, Angola. Okay, we would like some. No, we really like to go to the north also. So people from the north, please. What do you call it? Of course, the next year's host. One of the things I was going to do was to introduce next year's host. But I guess they've done their own PR. Taking the what they call it from my mouth. Okay. Okay, I guess it was Dr. Aminu and Mrs. Yuma. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, my name is Geert-Jan de Groot. I'm sort of got involved in setting this event up, partially. I do a little part. The other instructors do most of the work. Still, people may think that this is scary. It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work, however, but the instructor team and the people who help to set this up are committed to make the event work. Over the years, things have not always been easy. We have had several challenges. In all cases, I think we have made the local host look good, and you have our full commitment that if the event happens in your country, if you are the local host, that we will do what it takes to make the event succeed. So thank you very much for offering to be a local host, and I look forward to working with you.
Well, I would have liked to stand here and talk some more, but frankly, we've been here too long, and there's a lot of Kenya to see. So I'll stop right here and say the meeting is, I think, officially closed. Bye.